Greetings, everyone. This is Harpistry, an hour of harp-centric world music. I'm Valerie Green. This is the second of three shows to feature some of the artists who will be coming to New Orleans at the end of this month for the 41st Conference of the American Harp Society. Later in the hour, we'll be hearing from Diana Rowan and jazz harpist Park Stickney, both of whom will be performing this month. But let's start this first set with Moya Brennan, who used to be from the Irish group Clannad, and we'll hear from Eric Ask Upmark from Sweden.
Thank you. Thank you.
Eric Ask Upmark from his CD, Himlen's Polska. We heard two selections, Florellen and Allora Biro. Also in that set, starting out with Moya Brennan, we heard from her CD, Two Horizons. First was titled Show Me, followed by Change My World.
Thank you.
was Ensemble Galilei from their disc The Edge of the World. They worked with NPR's Neil Conan on this project that consisted of spoken word performances around the Washington, D.C. area. We heard a medley of five different pieces, starting with Caledonia Mud Pike, followed by Scottish Brensleys, Squall Over Lochan, Trip to Mull River, and The High Reel. Also in that set from Peter Sterling, his CD is The Sands of Time, we heard 10,000 Nights. And starting that set from Ireland, we heard Grainne Hambly with two medleys, The Crib of Perches, paired with Garrett Barry's. Also, The Tailor's Twist, along with Cooley's Hornpipe. These next two artists in this set will be part of the 41st American Harp Society Conference that will be held in New Orleans on June 22nd through the 26th. Jazz harpist Park Stickney and Celtic harpist Diana Rowan. Thank you. Diana Rowan's most recent disc is entitled The Bright Knowledge, and those two pieces that we heard were called Devoted and Bochemish. Park Stickney opened that set with Swiss Miss and Sicilian Rope Trick from his Action Harp playset recording. You've been listening to Harpistry, and it was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.
Dvorak, Smetana, and Janáček may be more famous, but their countryman, Bohuslav Martinů, also displays an appealing musical style that's both intrinsically Czech and uniquely his own. I'm Lisa Simeone. Join me for Martinů's charming comedy, Mirandolina, from Ostrava, next time on World of Opera.
Monday night at 7 on KRVS.
This is Cody Hiltz. Join Danny and I for Japan Jukebox, an hour of Japanese music, coming up this Monday night at 11, here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.